Okay, so let's proceed. So I'm going to read the interim part, even though, I mean, the main thing is at the end, but I think there's an interesting point to be made in the middle. So let's just go through it a little bit quickly. So if you recall, we have a stira. Okay, the contradiction is between the Gemara in Beita versus the Gemara in Menachos. Okay, and the contradiction is rather, just reviewing, whether or not, if you have a matir, when the Torah brings up a matir of malacha, does the matir restrict itself to the quantity which is necessary to matir, or do you say it's matir the qualitative action? Okay, the Gemara in Beitza seems to say hold that it's matir across the board, the qualitative action, and that's why you could put a pot of meat on the oven, no matter how many pieces of meat are in there, even if they're additional pieces for chol. But the Gemara in Menachos seems to indicate by a sick person, so that you can only put up, in theory, you can only pick the amount of pieces of figs that he needs to heal. So it seems like the Matir selects the quantity which is necessary. So to re-answer that, it depends. Shabbos versus Yantav. Shabbos is Chamor, stringent, so therefore it's limited. But by Yantav, it's more lenient, and therefore it's across the board. So to explain that, we said is that the simpler formulation halachically is that since the isser is an isser to do a ma'aseh malacha, so the matir is a matir on the ma'aseh malacha, and in a ma'aseh malacha, the quantity which is done is an accidental characteristic. So you'd say the matir just says a matir to do a ma'aseh bishul, or a matir is a ma'aseh of picking in theory. Okay, that's really the best smoother formulation. The only thing is that by Shabbos, since it's so chamor and the Torah is so against the malacha in any form whatsoever, so therefore the Torah is very stingy on its ether, so to speak, and it incorporated in the matir the quantity of the matir. Okay, the quantity is that which is necessary. And therefore the ether is only on that which is absolutely necessary, and therefore you can't do anything more. Okay, that was the answer from the Ri. Okay, now you'll see, let's read further in the Ran where he doesn't like it. He said, "Lo tikshu lecha me'ahi digarsi in parak erevin ha'karak hadar." So, "Hahu yenuka de ishtafa chamime." So, it's a case of a child who you have to do bris mila on, and when you do bris mila, before you do bris mila, you want to wash the baby with warm water, some sort of a health consideration, okay, or to keep the baby comfortable, whatever. So, you heat up the water from before. You have hot water from before. So, let's say the hot water gets spilled. So now you no longer have the hot water, right? So we're also coming to Rava. They came to Rava. They said, "What should we do?" So Amalu Nishai Leili Ime Yitzricha Necha Magav Leime. So the thing is, we ask the mother. Oh, it's like the J. Sammy, maybe kisses on Shabbos again. So it says. So the thing is, the mother of the newborn infant is considered a chola, and you could heat up water for her. Okay, so you could heat up water for her. So what?
8 days later, though, right?
Yeah, I think she's for this. Different halachos. It's
hello, Dr. J.
Hi, Dr. J. How are you? Welcome. And so the halacha is that under the conditions are such. I mean, there's sugyas about how long a woman is a chola for. But the case is, you're allowed to heat the water for the woman if she says she needs it. Okay. So this thing is. So it says you ask the mother and see if she needs the water, and if she does, so then you heat up with her and you add in additional water for the kid. Right. So this seems like this type of case. But the problem is, v'umayis v'shabasu. This is on Shabbos. I'm a filu b'Shabbos or the Rishur. So you see that even on Shabbos you're allowed to add additional amount. But the Ri's whole point is that you can't add the Yontif. Once you're matiring something, you can matir. You can do more quantity. You can always add quantity to it. But on Shabbos you can't. In that case, it was on Shabbos. What it's saying is that just so when you're heating up the water, you have the right to add in more quantity of water. So it seems to be a kasha on the Ri's answer, right?
Isn't the kid,
so the kid's not a chola. They say the kid after the mila is a chola. But before the mila, you don't have to do the mila. So the kid doesn't need the thing, it's just because of the mitzvah. But the halacha is by mila, I think only that which you couldn't have done from beforehand is docha Shabbos.
What is this warm water thing?
I don't know, some sort of medical thing. Is in order to do the mila, it's important to have him be warm first. Whatever. Let's say a health thing. But it's only a health thing if you want to do the mila. You could just not do the mila, and you don't need the warm water. You know what I mean? So you
is
do.
You're saying push off.
Well, you could push off Mila. You're not allowed to do things which you could have done from before Yantav, before Shabbos. So this is something you could have done from before Shabbos. So therefore you would.
Too early before.
You could have heated up the water and left it on a block or whatever.
Okay.
Right. So then that's what you did, but it spilled. So now you got a problem. Okay. But however, these are the details of the case. But so it seems to be on the surface. Be a kasha on the raised answer. He says, no, the low kasha, not really kasha. Shekvar pirish Rashi is al v'chemei tozos, the necham le'ali the akim kamar. It means you have a guy heated up. Doesn't mean you have a Jew heated up. It means you have a guy heated up. Since it's a guy, so then something. Okay, it's not clear exactly, but then it's like that's only drabbanon. So to have a guy doing an extra whatever, that's already like apparently that's a lot. Rashi is almost of oh, if I'm a filu Yisrael, the mefarish, right? He says no, even a Jew could do it. The mefarish hasn't like they Yisrael kamar. Lokash the kivin the lo mitzvah al midrabanan kivin the biyantiv shari hasn't got bemila mishum mitzvah tira legamri afila deisrael. So the Rashba says, and this is I guess Jonah what you're talking about is that he the Rashba says the whole halacha of adding more water. Okay, 1 second. Right, the whole halacha of adding, that you're not allowed to add more. You're not allowed to add more, pick more dates, pick more figs or whatever. He learns Rashba says only midrabanan. It's only chum midrabanan. We were talking about this a little yesterday, right? But it's only chum midrabanan. Really, the Oraisa, he says it's mutter. You're allowed to add quantity also. And his argument is, and we mentioned this yesterday, is because it's mutter on yantif. So apparently the Rashba holds, it doesn't really make sense in the Oraisa to say that yantif is even different than Shabbos, because Shabbos is more stringent. The question is, how are you matir the Isra Malacha? So then the Isra Malacha should be matir the same way in Yantav and Shabbos. And therefore the Rashba says, it is. It is the same. It's just that Midr Rabbanan, they were a Machmir. And this could be something like what you were indicating, is that since Shabbos is so Chamor, so we don't want to mess around with Shabbos, and once you start allowing people to be matir more than is absolutely necessary, even though technically speaking it's permitted, but you're going to get the problems. So the Rabbanan were Machmir by Shabbos that they limited the hatter to the quantity which is necessary in the hatter. Right? It's he's learning that whole halacha is a chumra midrabanan. Right? Like the Ri, but it seems like he's learning that the Ri's idea is the difference between Shabbos and Yontif is a drabanan idea. So he says, since the whole halacha of adding more is a drabanan, so since this is a case of mitzvah, it's a drabanan amatir. Because it's from Rosh Mila. So if it were the Oraisa, then who cares if it's mitzvah? But since the whole thing itself of adding additional water itself would be a derabanan, and this makom mitzvah, derabanan matir, derabanan b'makom mitzvah of meal, in order to do the meal. That's the way the Rashba answers it. So it's not the case, it's not a contradiction to the case of Ida for the chola, because by the chola it's not makom mitzvah. So the reason why I'm going through this judgment here is I'm showing you is that the Rashba says that this distinction, he's seemingly learning the same distinction as the Ri, that between Shabbos and Yontif, but he's learning it. The distinction doesn't really make sense if it were Deraisa. If it's Derabanan, it makes sense. If Deraisa, it doesn't really make sense. It's Chumra Derabanan. That's, you know, which is fine with what we said yesterday. I think we kind of were toying with that yesterday. The Derabanan's Chumra was that they limited the Matir to the quantity which generates the Matir. Right? Deraisa, really, the Matir is on the qualitative Maisa Malacha. So it was one ma'isa, it was one ma'isa. But since Shabbos is chamor, and the Rabbanan didn't want to allow people just to so to speak, trick their way into doing stuff on Shabbos, it's going to lead to problems. So the Rabbanan set up a chumra that they limited the matir to the quantity which is necessary for the chola, for the whatever the situation is. Okay.
And Rashi. The first one he did was Rashi, who said, have a goy, the goy.
Rashi learns that the case is that the guy is eating it up. So then he decides that's the whole problem. But the Rashba is saying is that even if you don't say it's a Jew eating it up, it's not a problem anyways, because since it's in the Rabbanan, let's talk about the Makom Mitzvah, so it's okay. Okay. Fine. But he says, Michlal, the Sviril Ezal, the Rushi, the Shabbos, the Mitzvah, the Rabbanan. So he says the punchline is that you see the Rashba holds that the whole halacha of adding, the problem of adding additional figs is the Derabanan problem. Right? Is the Derabanan problem. Okay? And he doesn't like that. He says, V'timhani alehem. T'imkein, ma'ikom yibayi lehasam menachos. What's the Gemara's kasha? Whether you should take three figs in one picking or two figs in two separate pickings? The pshita the shalosh maisina. Definitely should do three. The rabui b'shiur l'mitzvah of the rabbanon, because adding additional quantity is only as the rabbanon. So you're really doing one picking. And there's the guy's sick, and you can do one picking. One picking of three is the rice of perfectly mutter. Perfectly mutter, and that's all that's necessary to heal the guy. The rabbanon though said he shouldn't do additional quantity. And the rabui b'tzir mitzvah the rice, but picking two pickings, two figs, two separate pickings of two figs is the rice. The ha'ilu amdu the groger zechad umaisi shalosh broken zechad lower the rice klal. Let's say a guy only needed one. Let's say he only needed one fig on one fig basically. So if you picked a branch that has one fig and or three figs on it, you wouldn't be over the rice, right? But let's say you picked two individual branches, each with one fig. So then the first one would be good. The second one would definitely be an Esther Isa. So any additional, right? So any additional picking, an additional action of picking is definitely an Esther Isa. An unnecessary action of picking is an Esther Isa. But adding quantity in a necessary picking is only the Rabbanon, according, if you learn the adding quantity is only the Rabbanon. So how could the Gemara have a question whether you should pick the three or pick the two? It should definitely be that you, it's no question. One's a deraita, one's a derabanan, a chumra derabanan, that you should limit your heter only to one. And the other one is a deraita, the guy only really needs one picking. And now you're telling the guy to do two pickings. So of course that's not an option. So because of that, the Ran rejects saying it's only derabanan. He says, he infers from the discussion, the Gemara's question, in the case of the figs, that it must be that adding additional figs is a deraita. And therefore, the Ran has a problem, because he doesn't like the Ri's answer anymore, because the Ri's answer that you differentiate between Shabbos and Yontif, as the Rashba argues, only makes sense if it's a Derabanan problem. But if it's a Deraisa problem, it doesn't make sense to differentiate between Shabbos and Yontif. So you're back to your contradictions, or the kind of questions back on. The chain of reasoning here. Again, the Ri differentiates Shabbos and Yontif. The Rashba argues that doesn't make any sense. He's fine with it, but it doesn't make any sense unless it were only a Derabanan problem of adding more quantity. The Ran buys that only makes sense if it's a Derabanan. But the Ran shows from the Gemara by the figs it so that you can't say it's only a Derabanan problem of adding quantity. It must be it's a Derisa problem. So if it's a Derisa problem, you've got a problem. Because how do you differentiate between Shabbos and Yontif if it's a Derisa? And that's where we're at. Okay, so now let's go to the Ran's answer. That's really what I wanted to take on. Okay, so it says like this. He says, but still, afilu hachi. I'm sorry. The fikach nerli barer. Therefore, it seems to me clear. The vade ribui shiur b'shabbos deraisa mitzar. Adding more quantity on Shabbos is definitely an isur deraisa. Okay. Afilu hachi lo dummy ribui shiur b'yantuch ribui shiur b'shabbos. Still. The case of Shabbos and the case of Yontif are not the same. Shehashabbos dechuya hi etzel chola, because Shabbos is pushed aside. It's dechuya. It's pushed aside in the case of a sick person. Velo hutra, it's not hutra. It's not permitted, but the prohibition of Shabbos is pushed aside. Okay, this is an important distinction. It comes up a lot in learning. Is it hutra or dechuya? Dechuya means it's pushed aside. The chutra means it's not pushed aside; it's permitted. Okay, we'll get a little clear what that means. But he says lefikach kol sheha ikar malacha asar. So whenever the primary malacha is asar, afto safto, kamo mitzvah deraisa. So added the quantity, the further quantity is also deraisa. Aval yantif, but by yantif she'ochal nefesh hutarba, that ochal nefesh is permitted on it. The afilu evshar me'erav yantif. Even if it were possible to do it on Erev Yontif, Shari culture, right? Shari is mutter. Right? There's no halacha that it's like you have to avoid the thing. On Yontif, you're allowed to cook for Yontif, period. You're allowed to cook for a whole nefesh. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook for a sick person. Look, you're not allowed to cook. You're not allowed to cook. But the sick person pushes aside. You have a conflict, an absolute conflict between sick people, Pikuch Nefesh and Shabbos. Pikuch Nefesh pushes it off. But it's not like it's mutter, it's just that it's a stronger counterforce. So if you, for instance, could avoid it, if you could have made sure, like you can't purposely get sick and wait to get sick, wait to do your needs on Shabbos, if you could avoid it, if you have, let's say, a medicine or something, I mean, I think, you could take it on Erev Shabbos or you take it on Shabbos, take it on Erev Shabbos, there's no necessary conflict. So it's a conflict, and the conflict Kiyochanavish wins, but on Yontif it's not a conflict, it's mutar. It's mutar to cook for Tzorach Ochel Nefesh on Yontif. That's the idea of Hutra. It's not Dichuya, means it's pushed, it pushes it aside. It's like there's a fight and it pushes it aside. Hutra means it's permitted, 100% permitted. So he says, therefore, Kol Shehu Marbe Al Iker, Shari Kol Shehu Marbe Al Iker, so since it's permitted on Yontif, it's permitted also to add on the basic amount. As long as you do it in one tircha, one action, the additional amount comes along for the ride. So he's saying it somehow, as we have to explain, he's saying, since on Yanta Shabbos the thing is pushed aside, so we only push aside the most minimal amount, and anything more is going to be prohibited. But on Yontif, since it's Hutra, since it's permitted, so therefore we allow him to do everything, even a larger amount. Okay, the question is, what's his idea? What's the difference? So I think what you guys are saying good. So the last thing that Jonah was saying is, if we have to look carefully at the Lashon, but I think he's saying exactly, is that the additional amount is part and parcel of the primary amount. Essentially, you have to define the prime of the action. And quantity is merely more of the action. Now he says, well, the question is on Shabbos and on Yontif, is the action permitted? So he's saying is on Shabbos, the action is prohibited. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. You're not allowed to pick figs on Shabbos, period. And there's a sick person, you're still not allowed. You're not allowed, it's also. It's also to pick one fig, it's also to pick a date bush that has one fig, or two figs, or three figs, or four figs, they're all also. But the only thing is that now we have a problem, because it's usher to pick it, but on the other hand, it's absolutely necessary to pick it, otherwise the guy's going to die. So you say, so the thing is, what wins out? Life and death. Save the guy's life. It's usher, but save the guy's life. Violate the usher and save his life. Better to be mechala this Shabbos than to let him die and whatever. And lose all the Shabbos in the future. It's violate Shabbos. Violate Shabbos for the sake of the sick person. Now, what's necessary for the sick person, like we said, is a goal-oriented thing. It's usher. It's a maaser. The whole thing is usher. One is usher. Two is usher. Three is usher. Four is usher. Everything's usher. It's all usher. The only thing is, what's necessary for the guy? Two figs. So that's all you can do. Because what's allowing you to do the third fig? It was necessary. Nothing's matir. See, if it was matiring it, if matiring, that's different. It's not matir. It's usher. They're all usher. It's just the need. You're allowed to save his life, and you could ignore everything else. Now, am I saving his life by ripping off the third one? No, I'm not saving his life, so why am I allowed to do that? I'm not allowed to do that. It's just that it's the action of it's the saving of his life which is permitted. So I can't do anything more than is necessary to save his life. But on Yontif, this thing is Ochel Nefesh is Mutter. So a Maisa of Ochel Nefesh is fine. The question is the action Ochel Nefesh? Is it not Ochel Nefesh? Now, the quantity, as you said before, the quantity goes just together with the action. Quantity is an accident to the action. Now, the question is on Yontif, a Maisa of Ochel Nefesh is Mutter. So now, if you do Maisa of Ochel Nefesh and you add more quantity, that's simply part of the action. So the action of putting a stove on the fire is the Tzarek Yontif is Mutter. Now, you have more quantity, but that's simply part of the action. So it's part of the action, so the action is Mutter. So then I guess that's it. But on Shabbos, the action is Asar. See, on Shabbos, that's the thing. Is that see, on Yontif, it's setting up a matir. The matir is on what? On the action. But on Shabbos, it's not setting up a matir. It's simply the force of Bikoach Nefesh pushes aside and wins out. But the force of Bikoach Nefesh is like, it's a result-oriented thing. Bikoach Nefesh is saving his life. And it's whatever is, it's a result-oriented thing. You can't say it's a maisa of Pikoch Nefesh. Pikoch Nefesh means I'm saving his life. Whatever is necessary to save his life, but the whole thing is asar. Pikoch Nefesh is not defining it as a maisa heter. That's the point. It's not defining it as a maisa of heter. If it's defining it, then it takes the maisa as a whole. It's not defining it as anything. It's just that you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to save his life, so you only can do that which is necessary to save his life. Anything beyond that, you have no right to do. Right? It's smooth. The important point to Lashon is he's making that point, is that quantity is not a separate thing. It really just goes along with the thing. Really, like it's true. It's quantity goes along with it. It's whatever the maisa is, the quantity is. And therefore, Yontif is perfectly fine. That's what makes sense. One maisa, quantity doesn't change. That's the essence of the thing. It's just accidental. But on Shabbos, so therefore the whole thing is asar. Quantity is asar, everything is asar. Everything you do is asar. The only thing is, it's only necessary. Only you can do whatever you can do. Pikuch nefesh, anything else, this is part of the asar. Like, he brings in another point, I forgot to mention this. But it is like, for instance, if you, as he says, is that by Yontif, even if you could have cooked it before Yontif, it's allowed. Why? Because it's mutter. It's simply mutter to cook, to do a maisa of bishul for Yontif. So it's mutter. So whatever, what's mutter? What's mutter? The action of bishul of tzachol nefesh. But by Shabbos, if you could have done it beforehand, you have no right to not do it beforehand. Because by Shabbos, the thing is asar. It's an Isser of Shabbos. It's 100% an Isser of Shabbos. But the clash between Mikuch Nefesh and Shabbos pushes aside. It says you have more allegiance to Mikuch Nefesh than to Shabbos. But you see, if for instance you could have done it beforehand, then you're obligated to do it beforehand. You can't just purposely do the clash on Shabbos. You have to look, if it comes out, then it came out. It's too late. Now you have the clash again. But it's the clash which pushes it, which knocks it off. So the thing is, since it's the clash, you have to ask, well, where's the battlefield? Where's the clash? So it's on those two figs. Anything more than that, what's allowing you to do them? Those two figs are, the third fig is a ma'aseh. Just like one and two is a ma'aseh. It's just that if it's necessary for Pikuach Nefesh, then it's necessary. Then you push aside, you violate the ma'aseh. But in terms of the Isser of Shabbos, so to speak, Shabbos has been violated. It's not like it's, you didn't violate Shabbos. Shabbos is violated. You're just allowed to. You're supposed to. It's more important to do that than to. But it's not like you didn't violate Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos. But on Yontif, when I cook on Yontif, I'm not violating Yontif. I'm not violating it, but the Torah tells me I'm allowed to. It's not a violation. On Shabbos, Shabbos has been violated. You don't say, if you have to go save someone's life and you have to drive to the whatever, you don't say you didn't violate Shabbos. You violated Shabbos. You're just allowed to violate Shabbos. Pikuach Nefesh wins out. When you say it's hutra, I mean, the hutra means that on Yontif, the Isser Malacha on Yontif means you're not allowed to do weekday Malacha. Malacha Savoda, business, let's say, I don't know, whatever word you want to use for it. It doesn't extend, it's not Asr to do food Malacha, Ochel Nefesh Malacha on Yontif. It's simply not Asr. So you don't have to try to do beforehand, that's not in the Isser of Yontif. The Isser of Yontif is a hutra, that's what hutra means. Hutra means it's mutter. Torah just simply, so to speak, took this category called malacha, took a subset of that category, and said, this is mutter malacha. So it's mutter. It's not, you don't have to avoid it, it's just mutter. It's like the Torah never prohibited it. The Torah didn't prohibit it. It didn't prohibit it, malacha. So achol nefesh. So as long as you could show me that this is an action of achol nefesh, then it's mutter. If it's another action, I already did it for yontif, now I'm doing it for chol, that's not achol nefesh. That's chol malacha. It's a ma'isa of chol. But as long as it's one ma'isa with the yontif, so that ma'isa is mutter. So why should I avoid it? I don't have to avoid it. It's mutter. But on Shabbos, it's not mutter. Shabbos says it's aser. I'm violating Shabbos. So look, if I have to, I have to. But if I don't have to, I don't have to. You can't even know it to just purposely make, you know, create the situation of the life and death on Shabbos. Yeah?
In fact, there's just like there's a case. I recently did a study about.
Question of going on a cruise, or going on a boat prior to Shabbos. How a few days before Shabbos? There's all kinds of issues of a few days before Shabbos, under what conditions, or there's an Isser for some reason. It's not clear what the reason is. So some reason I don't want to learn. The reason why I'm not allowed to go on a boat close to Shabbos is because invariably there's going to be back in the day, it was usually going to lead to Sakana. And you're going to have to violate Shabbos to save your life, let's say, to tie up the ropes of the boat and whatever. Like, there was a lot of dangers on the sea. So therefore, you're, like, purposely creating a situation where you're going to have to push aside Shabbos. But you're allowed to violate Shabbos to save your life. Yeah, but it's the chuya. So you're not allowed to purposely set up that situation. That's what they want to learn. I mean, it's a whole discussion. But, you know, like, that's an idea. It's because it's the chuya. If it were mutter, if the isser of malacha, or don't do malacha except life malacha, life-saving malacha, that would have been different. Then that's the only thing that was never prohibited. But it was. That's not a class within malacha of life-saving malacha. So that's not the idea by life-saving. No, malacha is malacha. You're plowing. It's productivity no matter what. Now I get to plow to save your life. It's not a new kind of plowing. It's the same exact plowing, and it's the same exact violation of Shabbos. It's just that you have a higher consideration. But cooking malacha as ochal nefesh is a class of malacha which is permitted.
So you're saying it's different.
It's a good point. It's like if you, this only makes sense in halacha because like it just has like a practical legal system. You say I'm allowed to do it. It's a difference. I mean, I'm allowed to do it. I'm allowed to do this. I'm allowed to cook on Yom Tov. I'm allowed to cook for the sick person. What's the difference? It's the same thing, you know. And it's true, a nafkamina is if you could have avoided it, but that's indicative of an underlying theoretical difference. Allowed isn't the right. It's not the proper way to look at it conceptually. That's just the bottom line practicality that emotionally you feel, oh, I'm allowed to, I'm not a sinner. But it's true, emotionally you're not a sinner. And you're not doing the wrong thing. But conceptually it's a different thing. In one case you're violating Shabbos, but you're not a sinner because the Torah says you should. But in terms of the conceptual structure of Shabbos, Shabbos has been violated. In the other case, Yom Tov has not been violated. That has nothing to do with the prohibition of Yom Tov. So it's the world apart, even though practically it looks the same. That's the wrong saying, is if you analyze the thing and figure out what's really going on here, it's not a question. It looks like a question. It's not really a question. That's Ron's point. I mean, it's a good argument. I'm not sure what, you know, what the Ra or the Re, for instance, didn't like about it, you know, because he's a different Jesus of Darabanan. You know, this seems to be solid. It's a solid point. Pikuach Nefesh is like a goal-oriented thing. Pikuach Nefesh, you don't say it's an action, one big action of Pikuach Nefesh. I mean, Pikuach Nefesh, I'm saving his life. Saving his life, two figs. The third fig has nothing to do with saving his life. It doesn't register in saving his life. It's more, you know, that's not Pikuach Nefesh. So I'm just doing more. Now that part of the malacha is basically also with no heter. So now I have a problem. Is what do I do? Do I rip off three? You know, and so to speak, now I'm doing an action which I'm allowed to do because of Pikuach Nefesh, but the quantity of it has nothing to do with Pikuach Nefesh. So now I have a quantity which has no right, no heter to it. Or do I do two separate pickings where both actions are going to end up being in order to do Pikuach Nefesh, but I'm doing two actions. So what's the better, that's the worst question there. What's the better way to go? Which is an interesting question, but I mean, we're not really taking that up exactly, but it's an interesting question. That's what he's asking about. Because either way, you kind of got a problem. More concludes, you're better off just doing one action. But it's a question, it's a good question. Yep. So the Ron has another answer, okay? And it's not clear, as Sammy mentioned in it before in prep, you noticed, it's not clear whether this is a new answer, the same answer, a related answer. It's not clear. So what does he say? He says, V'od, additionally. Okay, again, the problem is, what's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? On Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook as many pieces of meat in the same pot, but on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, you can't pick more dates than is necessary, more figs than is necessary. So V'od, sh'nir l'hem l'chachamim, it's the chacham saw fit. It seemed appropriate to chachamim. Shekiyon she'amra Torah, since the Torah said, Achashe yachal chal nefesh, but that which is necessary for eating, you're allowed to do, right? Lo hutzrucha lishkol uledakdek, shlo yavashel elohim etzarech elof belvad. The Torah does not demand for you to weigh and to measure precisely, exactly, to not cook, but that which you absolutely need. Umishim hachi, ribui bishura, therefore, adding on quantity, kol hecha delo mapesh betircha, as long as you're not adding on more tircha, shari, is permitted. Aval b'shabes, sheha ikar asar, but by Shabbos, where essentially is asar, after sefta kamaho, the additional amount is also going to be asar, midir raisa, v'minatara, v'lo nitin li dachlo seitzel chola. And it's not you're not able to push it aside by the case of the chola. So then you have to say the case in Erevin by the heating of the water is definitely talking about with the guy. Okay, so he's kind of like, sounds like he's like looking at the pasuk almost. It's like the Rabbanon saw fit that since Torah says achashecha chol nefesh, that which is for food, so that you don't have to be so megalactic and so careful. As long as it's one action and it's not more tircha. But on Shabbos, since it's Aser, so therefore you have no right to do it by the Chola. So what's he saying? So I think the first question we have to ask ourselves is, what does he need to do this for? Well, why does he need to give a new answer? What's lacking? What's wrong with what he previously said? So I think Sammy says, like, you could argue, it's fine. Shabbos, definitely. Shabbos is clear. It's Aser. And you're only allowed to do that, which is absolutely necessary. But Yom Tov is Hutra. And of his mutter. But what's mutter? what's the heter on? Is the heter, you could still ask the question and say maybe the heter should be only on the quantity which is necessary. Maybe you'll say incorporates the quantity in it. The action of ochel nefesh is not just the qualitative action, but what defines it as ochel nefesh includes that the quantity is ochel nefesh. As the heter is an action whose an action of ochel nefesh with the quantity of ochel nefesh. But if the quantity exceeds ochel nefesh, you'll say that's not mutter. So you could push the question just because you say the heter is on the action. So it's true, Shabbos is totally different, and therefore it's not like a stira, it's not a contradiction, because you could say, look, Shabbos is totally different, that's pushed aside, that for sure is not going to be the quantity. But Yontif, you'll say it's Hutra, and they matir the Maisa. And you could say that's it. So, but you could say, yeah, but why is it that? Why? Fine. By Yontif, you still could wonder, and Yontif, it could have also been that way. It's not exactly the same as Shabbos, but still, why is it that the Heter and Yontif is like across the board on the action? Why didn't the Heter include the particular amount? So how's he answering that? He says that the Ramban and Torah, since the Pasuk says achashechol nefesh, that which you need for your food, they didn't demand that you weigh and are careful to figure out exactly how much you need. Like, well, what does he mean by that? Why not? Why not? Maybe they did. Look, halacha sometimes demands that you weigh and you're careful. Like, what's his argument? It sounds like he's giving some sort of an argument. You know, they didn't demand that. Torah didn't demand that. Okay, I think he means like this, see, on Yontif, the Torah is just a little bit, you think he's going a little bit into the reason for the thing, but the point is, Yontif is day of Simchas Yontif. And the Torah is saying, Yontif Malacha, but that which is in service of the day, the Torah is saying is, enjoy yourself. You know, that which is a part of your day and your needs for Yontif, you have a right to do the Malacha for that purpose. It's like, the Torah wants to allow you to be able to be involved in Ochel Nefesh. Right, that's the point. The Torah wants you to enable you. It isn't restricting your ability to have a good yontif, and to be involved in simcha and to cook and to whatever. It's permitting you to do that. That's the Torah's will here. So the thing is, if the Torah set up a system where the quantity was part of the atar, so then in order to do that, you'd have to be like, so to speak, measuring every last drop of food and figuring out exactly the right amount. How much do I really need this? Do I really need that? That's not the idea of the Torah is trying to accomplish here. The Torah is trying to do is to simply allow, the Torah is holding that without allowing the ayochel nefesh, his simcha is going to be lacking. So the Torah is trying to allow him to be involved in a melacha of ayochel nefesh. So in doing so, the proper way to do that is to matir the action of ayochel nefesh. To start allowing and to limit it to an exact, precise quantity and demand that the guy measures up exactly how many ounces of meat he needs because he has to be so careful not to get the extra amount is against the whole idea of the matir. Torah's matiring the ochel nefesh to allow enable the guy to be able to have a simchas yontif. So he's saying is Torah didn't demand that the guy, the rabbanon assessed that the matir, the idea of the matir. He's saying they read the Torah and they see the idea of the matir. The Torah is not trying to, it would be counter the idea of the matir if you, so to speak, were very so stingy and precise on the exact quantity. So you buy Shabbos, you don't say that, because the Torah really holds Shabbos, you're not allowed to violate Shabbos, period. Now look, it's a case of Pikuach Nefesh, so look, you got to violate Pikuach Nefesh, you got to do whatever you got to do Pikuach Nefesh. But that which is necessary is necessary, is not. But when the Torah is setting up a system of a day of Yontif, where basically Ochel Nefesh is going to be mutter to be able to have the full day experience of the day of Yontif, so it's not a good solution to set up a day where you're going to have to be measuring every single drop that you cook. The thing is, the Rabbanan on Svara, that's not what the Torah is trying to accomplish. So the way the Torah did it is they matir the Maisa of Malacha. Now, once that's the case, now the whole Maisa is mutter, even if something which is not necessary for Yontif, it becomes along for the ride. You know? So he's just giving a little bit of a topping on the idea of like why the Torah did that.
How does he get it from the Pasuk? Asher yachal l'chol nefesh, meaning for every single
thing? I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what he's going by. I think he just means is it's like the Torah is asher malacha, but that which is for your achila, the Torah is not doesn't want to get in the way of. I don't know if he's going by like an exact word in the pasuk. We're just saying the nature of the pasuk saying. It's like, you know, do malacha. Oh, but that which you could do for your achila, that you're allowed to do. That you could do. So it's like the way, it's like interpreting that the way the Torah is setting it up, it's like, but we don't want to restrict you on this. So it's like, we don't restrict you on this to then say, but you have to be picking, you have to be like measuring the quantities, is the Torah, that the Rabbanah held the Torah didn't do. I'm not sure. That's why I was looking around. This is actually why I was looking around for another Rishon, is to see someone else formulate. I know. I'm not sure exactly what he's going on, like what word or what.
Is it possibly he's saying, is he saying that meaning like every single...
Let's think about it a little bit more. And tomorrow I'd like to do is, tomorrow should be good. I'd like to, next week, Monday and Tuesday, I'm not going to give you a share. I'm not going to be here, but what I do tomorrow is further, after we do this, I want a question of, it's on the bottom of Yizayin of an Aleph. It's like 15 lines up from the bottom. You can look at the Rambam on it. I mean, the Rashi is a little tricky. There's a Ran also. There's a Ran, and there's the Rambam. But I think I'm going to do the Rambam first. How is the Rambam going to learn the Ibaya? I mean, he's interesting. The Rambam on the spot.